Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired sports information director at SUNY Oneonta and the current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And today we welcome to the show Matt Puerta, class of 2003, who we will be inducting as part of our 2026 Hall of Fame class this coming June. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, so what's your initial reaction to being a Hall of Famer?
First, it was an honor. I certainly see it as an honor. A little taken back by it as well, but certainly exciting. It was a great part of my life. So, yeah, a true honor.
Yeah, you play with a couple other Hall of Famers. We inducted Brian Dooley, and then you did play 1 year with Mike Lauer.
I played a couple of
Okay.
years with Lowry.
Yep.
Great
Okay.
goalie.
Yeah, he went in last year, so that was a lot of fun as well. He's doing great. He's like, have you kept in touch with him?
I haven't spoken to him in a few years, but I saw him. I saw his induction. I saw on the website too. So I was very happy to hear about that for him as well.
Yeah, what was it like playing with those guys?
Well, first of all, Brian Dooley was an amazing lacrosse player and just an absolute even better guy. Took me under his wing right away my freshman year. Taught me a lot. He was a great guy and really an amazing player. A true, generational talent, as they say.
Right. And it's this going on to actually, you say he took you under his wings or, under his wings and you kind of took over where he left off. I mean, did you see yourself as kind of stepping into that role as the main scorer on our team?
I certainly tried to. Those were big shoes to fill. Yeah, like I said, he was absolutely amazing. But I tried certainly to step in and take where he left off. But that was not an easy role to do. But I certainly gave it my best. And I tried to emulate some of the skills that he had.
Yeah. Now, so you were recruited by Jim Nagel, and then you finished your career with Stuart Mohn.
That's correct. Yeah,
Tell
Nagel.
me a little bit about the recruiting and how you found yourself at Oneonta.
My senior year of high school, I was looking at all sorts of different places, including here on Long Island, a couple other places upstate, some other SUNY schools. But Coach Nagel came to my house. He came to my high school. He recruited me pretty hard, and he certainly made an impression on me. He really wanted me, and he thought I could come in and have some impact right away. Which I liked. I wanted to play in college. It was impressive, and I was again honored that he recruited me so hard, and he came to my house, and he spoke with my parents. He spoke with my lacrosse coach from high school. So after he kind of courted me that way, and then I visited campus and met some of the guys, and then from there it was a pretty easy decision to go to Oneonta.
Right. And what, so you find yourself on campus, and like you said, you're a freshman. What kind of, talk a little bit about the transition between being a high school player and a college player.
The first thing I noticed was the speed of the game. Definitely much faster. Everyone was much bigger and stronger. I'm not the tallest man standing at a whopping 5'7", but that was something I noticed right away. And just the play and the energy was faster, quicker. I came in as a freshman year, and my college freshman roommate Steve Kramer and I like hit it off right away. We still talk to this day. I just met a great group of guys, and they welcomed me onto the team, and so it was great.
Yeah, so back then, we played a pretty tough schedule, national schedule. You were part of that team that played in the dome,
Yeah, that
played
was that.
Nazareth.
Yeah, that was a great experience to play up in Syracuse inside the dome against Naz. That was a lot of fun. That was definitely a highlight of my career. Something that I remember to this day. That was amazing.
Yeah, and then, as you went through your career, coaching change, how did you see that? Did you feel like you had to maybe take more of a leadership role with a new coach and trying to bring along some of the younger players?
Yeah, that was, I didn't see that coming when Nagel left and Coach Mohn came in. But when he introduced himself to me, he had heard about me, he had seen it, and he had seen my play, and he kind of asked, you ready to step it up and continue to be the leader of the team? And I said, absolutely. It's something that wasn't too big of a transition. I certainly missed Coach Nagel. He was a really nice guy and a good coach, knew the game. So I didn't know Coach Moen's style, but came in and we fit together really well.
Yeah, I think I don't was it your junior or senior year you we were like fourth in the country in scoring.
Yeah, we were really high up. Putting goals in was not one of our problems. So
Yeah.
yeah, we did well. My first year, my freshman year too, we made the NCAA tournament,
Yeah.
super exciting. So again, I just have nothing but great fond memories of lacrosse there in Oneonta.
Yeah. When you combined what was it? Anthony Pisciotta came in, and you guys were like a 1-2 punch on the front line. That must have been fun.
Yeah, a lot. He was another Long Island guy, came from Melville over there, Ward Melville. So, and that was nice, a nice addition to the team. And he was just another great passer of the ball. So, he certainly helped me get a bunch of goals there towards the end.
Who are some of the other players on those teams that you felt
Oh, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, obviously, we talked about Brian Dooley, Billy Tremont, Steve Kramer, Aaron Zimmerman, Tommy Sansone. I mean, there was just so many great guys on the team, while I played. David Kilcoris, Zach King was my goalie in my senior year too. I was just surrounded by really quality lacrosse players.
Right. And do you feel like overall, in the end, it probably helped you elevate your game?
Without a doubt. I mean, I wouldn't be able to say that I had the college career that I did without being surrounded by all those guys. They were fantastic.
Yeah. And along the way, because now you kind of look back and reflect, did you think that you would have some kind of a career that would still be part of our record books? I mean, you're still number two, although we got a guy closing in on number one here,
Oh, that's
and
great.
only on to now this year. Yeah, it took a long time
Yeah.
for coach, but there's actually a couple guys now that had over two that have over 200 points.
Wow.
Yeah, which is again, it's been almost 20 some odd years, but.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy to see that the school's doing well and they're still getting top quality players. So, but no, I never thought I would be in the position that I'm in now.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about some of the other stuff on campus? I mean, what was the culture for you on campus? I mean, what did you enjoy about the academics and how do you
Yeah.
think that helped you along the way?
Sure. I mean, I got my education degree from Oneonta. The culture there was great. I mean, the academics, at least it was, and I believe it still is, it's very big in teaching, the educational part of Oneonta. And I was very fortunate. I graduated there with an education degree. Oneonta placed me for my student teaching here in North Belmore, and I have never left. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I've been teaching there in the district now 22 years. Again, very fortunate. I feel blessed that I had a good education from that school. I felt prepared going into my real career
Yeah.
outside of Oneonta. So yeah, I mean, I have nothing but positive praise for the place. I met my wife there in Oneonta. We're still married today. We just celebrated our 16th anniversary on Friday.
Wow, great. Good for you.
Yeah, also a teacher. So yeah, I mean that place holds a dear spot in my heart for sure.
Yeah. Your wife, was she a student athlete?
She was a student athlete. She was on the girls lacrosse team.
What was her name?
Jill Scala.
Yes, Jill. Okay,
Yeah.
I remember. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we met towards the end when I was a junior senior, and then we continued to date when we got home.
Yeah.
And then yeah, we've been married for 16 years.
Wow, and you said you have a couple of children?
I have two daughters. I have a 14-year-old and 11-year-old, both big lacrosse players, actually.
Wow,
Yeah.
okay.
So still surrounded by lacrosse in my life.
Yeah, do they ever ask questions about how you and Jill, how you
Yeah.
were now? I mean, for them now you're going to say, "Hey, I'm a Hall of Famer." I mean, do they think that's exciting or pretty cool?
When I told them about it, they were both very excited. They think I'm some sort of famous man, which I'm
Yeah.
not by any means. But yeah, they were very excited, and they're both big into lacrosse. They both play travel, so They're excited to come up for the induction, to walk around my old stomping grounds. So yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Do they have do you think they have aspirations? Do they want to play in college?
They tell me they do. So I hope that all works out for them. They're both great students. So yeah, I would love to see them play in college. That would be amazing.
Yeah, maybe Oneana?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be quite a legacy, right?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see. So you've been teaching now for 22 years, which is incredible,
A long time.
amazing. What do you take from your Oneana education to what you're doing now?
I mean, it just goes hand in hand, right? I went to school for education. I graduated with education. I got obviously a real job in education. So Oneonta definitely prepared me for the real world, as they say. One of the things that Oneonta does is, they get you in the classroom right away to see if this is something you can do, this is something you like, this is something you still want to, be. And I really did enjoy it right from the beginning. So
That's awesome. Did your parents get to come and watch you often when you were playing?
when I was there too, the parents were a tight-knit group. My parents came to all the games, whether it was home or away, or if we were in Greensboro, North Carolina, or playing up in Syracuse, they came to almost all my games. So they were very excited to hear too when I was getting the induction to the Hall of Fame. So they were very proud of their boy.
Yeah, that's good. Now, do you have a big family? Do you have brothers and sisters yourself?
I have an older brother who's got three kids of his own, and then my wife is one of four. So we have a very large family, and it's great because all the kids are around the same age. And pretty much all of them play lacrosse too.
There you go.
So the sticks are always in the hand when the cousins are getting together.
Now, did your brother play lacrosse as well in college?
He was not a lacrosse player. He was a soccer player, but he did not play. He went to Geneseo, another Sooner, but no, he did not play in college. Yeah.
So you and you're so growing up was, I mean, did you play all sports? I mean, how important was it for you?
Athletics was the biggest part of my life growing up. I played everything from hockey, football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, you name it, I was playing it.
Wow. What was it about lacrosse that really kind of got you?
That's a great question. I don't know. I was really big into baseball when I was younger. I played in the Little League World Series, actually. That's one of my other claim to fame. But I seemed to excel a little bit more at lacrosse, and especially as I was getting into middle school and high school. I was surrounded also in high school with a lot of great players. So I kind of just gravitated a little bit more towards that.
What high school, drawing a blank, which one?
I went to Hicksville High School
Yes,
here in
Hicksville,
Vermont.
yes,
Yeah. So,
Hicksville.
geez, I graduated in 98 and we were a great team too. We won the county championships back then. So, yeah.
And what kind of influence your high school coach, what kind of influence did he have on you?
Very big. I had Coach Arnone, Coach Kinsella, two great guys, and it also knew the game very well. So, not only did they teach me the fundamentals and the basics, but it's certainly a more in-depth knowledge of the lacrosse game. So, a huge part.
Now, you did say, or you had in your bio that you did some coaching.
Yeah, I coached middle school boys lacrosse over here in Belmore for about 5 years. I loved it, but my kids were still really little then. Dad needed to be home, but I'm definitely going to go back. Definitely going to go back to coaching. Probably a little bit more towards the end of my teaching career, but I will go back to coaching. And I coach my daughter's lacrosse team, her girls' team for years, and my wife coaches too the girls. So, certainly in the blood.
Yeah, that's awesome. What else about your Oneonta experience maybe that you'd like to highlight? I mean, you talked about one of the games, the Syracuse. Were there any other games? I mean, you played in a couple of ECAC championship games. Like you said, still the only team that's been in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we were a great team, especially my freshman and sophomore year, just surrounded by great juniors and seniors then. And Some of the games that stand out, like I said before, is the Greensboro, North Carolina game. We played Nazareth. They all blend together over the years, and it's been a long time. But again, I just have great fond memories of the camaraderie of the guys and traveling with the team. It was all new to me. But again, it was just such a great experience. I really am grateful that I went to school there.
Right. Did you have to have to fight through some adversity, injuries
Yes,
during the 4 years?
that my when we played in Syracuse up in the dome, I had gotten a really bad sprained ankle, like an upper sprain, and it hurt. And I remember playing in the dome, and I remember Coach Nagel saying, "You think you can do this?" I said, "Coach, I got to play here. You know, like this is a lifetime opportunity."
Right.
That was really my only serious injury. It was pretty bad, but I was lucky enough to pretty much stay healthy my 4 years playing there.
Yeah. How important is so your teammates, certainly one of your biggest fans, Andrew McIntosh, was one of your biggest supporters, I believe. He's the one who actually nominated you.
Yeah, it was very nice. He reached out a few years ago too and had mentioned it. So it was very nice to hear, you know, some people still remember my name and are still looking out for me. So again, very grateful.
Yeah. Because, I continue to look through the history and the record books and try to find all those names. I mean, when you ran off all those names, I was like, oh my God, like those names are all
Yeah.
like it was, not that far ago, right? It seems like a long time ago, but not really.
But not really. That is very true. And again, I was just surrounded by guys that were just great players, you know, and fortunate because they fed me the ball and I just get to put it in credit for it, but
Yeah.
surrounded by awesome players.
Yeah, now how do you think the game of lacrosse has evolved? Because certainly it, from the time when I was younger, whatever, I mean, we never even heard of the game of lacrosse, but just its expansion, more college teams. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Lacrosse, it seems like all over the country, is just huge now. I mean, it was really big when I started on Long Island here, but now it's just exploded. I mean, you look left and right, and everybody's got a travel team. Everybody's really high quality players. I watch on TV, and the kids today are just so good. They're so fast. They do moves that, you know, like I could only dream of. So it's great to see that the game continues to grow, and that so many people are really into it because anyone that plays, everybody knows it is a fantastic sport. It
Right.
is absolutely fantastic.
Yes, it is. Good lacrosse is great, like
Yeah.
to watch. It's just so much fun.
So much fun. Fast paced. The ball's always
Yep.
moving. So,
Yeah, the I mean, really in the with the rules changes and the shot clocks and stuff like that, I just think that it's just allowed the game to grow even more, especially on the women's side. The women's side, they used to never have boundaries. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
yeah.
You could just chase the ball and
Oh,
you'd be
right.
like, where are we going? You
Yeah.
know what I mean? But now I just think that, like you said, I mean, it rewards athletic, athletes to play
Absolutely.
the game, would you, do you still play? Do you play at all or?
You know, I still play often just, you know, when I'm coaching and throwing the ball around with the kids, and when I was coaching too. But I have not played competitively in probably 5 years. These old bones, Jeff, they can't handle it that much anymore. Certainly, I have some battle scars, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. So is there anybody that you'd maybe like to thank for your time at Oneonta or anybody you'd like to single out at all?
I mean, certainly, I got to start with Coach Nagel. You know, he really recruited me hard. He got me there. I owe a lot to him. And then again, I could rattle off names left and right, but my roommate Steve Kramer is especially comes to the forefront, just because he and I were so close for all 4 years there. Great guy, great player, and still friends today. Brian Dooley certainly was probably the best player that I've ever played with. So that name's also at the top of the list.
Yeah. What would you say about Oneonta? Like if you were, someone came up to you and said, "Hey, I'm thinking of going to Oneonta," like what would you say?
I'd certainly share my experience and how fabulous it was with them. It really was probably the best 4 years of my young adult life. Being there, just meeting all the people, the culture, the campus, the atmosphere. Everybody was welcoming. You got to get used to the cold. If you're going to go to, you only got to get used to the cold. But I have absolutely no regrets and just the fondest of memories from Oni. So I would certainly recommend anyone to go there.
Which is great. Well, listen, like once again, certainly congratulations, on behalf of myself and the Hall of Fame committee. Certainly a well-deserved honor. I mean, you're still up there in our record books, and I'm, it took some time. I was also one of your biggest supporters for trying to get you in here because it's just so, we got to let the, you kind of start at the top and then you start working your way, but you were certainly at the top for a long time.
I appreciate that, Jeff, and it really is an honor, and I'm grateful for everything that you've done and Andrew too to get me in here.
Well, listen, congratulations once again, and we certainly will, look forward to seeing you in June.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it as well.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank Matt Puerta for joining us today on the Ozone. And once again, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place on June 6, 2026, in the Morris Conference Center. For the Ozone, I'm Jeff Hazard. See you next time.